بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين وعلى أولاده وأصحابه. Oppression and savagery are results of a hard heart. Many things cause the heart to become hard, but amongst the most important causes that has very deep effect is to consume anything that is haram. The dying of the heart, the veiling of the pure divine fitrah, losing inclination towards the truth, opposing Allah and His awliya, all these are fruits of consuming haram. In Islam, worship has a very wide meaning, and avoiding to eat haram food and maintaining chastity are considered amongst the greatest forms of worship. And in contrast to that, consuming haram is a major and destructive sin. Imam Baqir has said, ما عبادة أفضل عند الله من عفة بطن وفرج. Another result of consuming haram is to lose the ability to distinguish the reality, which in the Quran is referred to as the sealing of the heart. The natural consequence of this is that a person insists on staying on falsehood and being stubborn against the truth and rejection and oppression. Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura mentioned these points in a sermon addressed to his enemies. فَمَنْ أَطَاعَنِي كَانَ مِنَ الْمُرْشِدِينَ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي كَانَ مِنَ الْمُهْلِكِينَ كُلُّكُمْ عَاسٍ لِأَمْرِي غَيْرُ مُسْتَمِعٍ قَوْلِي فَقَدْ مُلِئَتْ بُطُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ وَالطُّبِعَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَيْلَكُمْ أَلَا تُنْصِتُونَ أَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَلَا تُنْصِتُونَ أَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. The third thing that causes hard-heartedness, and in fact is the most essential and root cause, is to forget the truth, to be inattentive of Allah. The remembrance of Allah is the source of all success and perfections and blessings. A person, whilst remembering Allah, is like a drop that falls into an ocean of greatness, perfection and beauty. He comes out of the limits of his own existence and soars into limitless purity. When a person is heedless of Allah, he becomes like a still pond that is separate from the life-giving divine source and exposes himself to the danger of becoming stagnant, dirty and impure. A person empty of Allah's remembrance becomes a place for shaitan to reside in and a playground for shaitan's followers. The seeds of sins are easily planted into such a heart and grows very quickly. And after some time, the person becomes a prisoner of shaitan and ends up joining his ranks. Imam Hussein in his sermon said to his enemies, لَقَدْ اسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَأَنْسَاكُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Imam's words reflect Allah's words in the Quran in the verse, اسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ ألا إن حزب الشيطان هم الخاسرون. Imam Hussein's message transcends all times. The message that the key to the treasure of real success and the only protection against the sharp sword of misguidance, sins and corruption is the remembrance of Allah and continuous attention towards Him.